Hey guys, Nick Drosos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
And this week back with us, Dr. D. Woody. He's brought us so much valuable information in all the other episodes, and we're going to be talking about
ball pain, testicular pain. So first I want to, as we normally do, we have a guest, is sort of get out the medical part of it and see where this fits into the whole puzzle. Because I do see, I think every urologist sees a lot of guys of any age coming in with testicular pain or scrotal pain, to be, more generalized. And, their first thing is, I got cancer. That's, and 90% of them don't even want to be treated. They just say, I don't have cancer, I'm okay, I can live with it. So, the common medical things that I would say that we have to rule out and treat are obviously cancer, infection, and torsion. They all kind of present quite differently. And other known causes of testicular pain from the medical point of view would be a hernia, a varicocele, which is dilated veins, or a hydrocele, spermatocele, cysts, or water collection. So once those are kind of ruled out and we have sort of most patients after that are just sort of sent on their way and we can't find anything, we don't have anything, go away. And then patients are really bothered by that. So now we have the last piece of the puzzle, which is again, the nerves and the muscles that go to the testicle and the scrotum. And that's often, probably usually, the cause of these symptoms. So now I have something else to offer, and I send so many patients to Woody to deal with this after some convincing, because the patients can say, no, it's not that, it's not that. And again, with some education and a little bit of prodding, we send them to Woody, who assesses and treats, and we've had a lot of great success. So without further ado, let's hear what Woody has to say about this.
I think as a physical therapist, after Dr. Steinberg rule out all these organic causes, especially any infection, torsion, all this cancer, the most crazy problems. And then the next step, I think, is our job as to figure out if it's not, the testicular issues, where can be the pain? So there's many causes can be. Actually, some causes even not within, the scrotum. So we have a lot of patients coming in, actually there is a spinal issue, they have a disc herniation, actually pain referred to their testicle. So it's sometimes we have a back pain, we have our foot hurt. So that's the same principle. And we have many people coming in actually have nerve issues. We know there's a nerve from the back and it goes along the abdomen and goes down to the scrotum. And this nerve many times is the source of the pain. So this nerve can be irritated by, there is abnormal loading to the spine, or either there is a weakness of the muscle. And anything, if your muscle cannot handle the issue, because the testicle sometimes can be heavy, right? If you do some physical activity, if the muscle is not handling well, it can create some discomfort and pain. So my job is to figure out, is there any spinal issues can refer pain to the testicle? Is there any nerve issues? If there's any muscle issues, so we are figuring out
How do you do that? Is there an X-ray or just exercises that you make them do and you kind of figure out what it is?
Yeah, very good question. So physical therapists who are using mostly physical examination, we don't really necessarily rely on the imaging studies. Imaging, I think, is more for medical professionals to rule out all these organic causes. Mm-hmm. We really do a lot of movement and loading testing. So for example, people said, I have a pain when I play basketball. So the good test is going to be have them jump and to see if they can produce a pain or not. And then we do some exercise, we reassess after. So it's basically we use all this physical measure way to assess whether this testicular pain is of a mechanical cause, actually.
It's interesting, actually, we're talking about the muscle nerve. Many people, when they come in, the pain isn't even in the testicles. That's the importance of actually talking. And when I didn't have a private practice, we would spend 4 minutes with these patients. You wouldn't be able to get this out. But often they say, well, it's not, you're touching their testicles. But no. And they say, no, it's here. And they're pointing to their groin or higher up, or perineum underneath the testicles. So, you know, that's why, like, you know, a good exam, we should be bringing that out. But, you know, in their case,
so when we talk
depending to, where the pain is also can lead
so
to.
So it could be direct on the, when we talk about testicular pain, we're talking not only on the testicle itself, is everything around it.
Yeah. And I think that because the testicles and the tip of the penis are kind of the end point of a lot of these innervations. So, you know, as people come and say, you know, it's here, and they're pointing to an area on the testicle, and it feels completely normal, ultrasound is completely normal, and same thing with the tip of the pain, there's something there, can't you see it, can't you feel it? And there's not. I explained to them, I said, listen, the nerves go and finish there. You can have pain in the testicle and the tip of the penis with kidney stone. Because the nerves, as Woody was saying before, come around the front and end up there. So, we, you know, referred pain, as we call it, it's hard for people to understand because you feel it there, but it's coming from somewhere else. And that's where a proper history and a proper evaluation by Woody or another physiotherapist is more important. Sure, you know, you asked about imaging. Who do I send a patient for imaging? I mean, if the guy comes in and has severe back pain and you're worried about a significant impingement that's going to be dangerous and needs to be treated medically or with an orthopedic surgeon or whatever, sure, we do some MRIs of the spine and x-rays. But, you know, most of these are sort of occult kind of nerve impingements. Like, they don't walk around, because as you know, they're coming for the pain in their testicles. They're not coming for that pain, even though it's potentially starting back there. And that's where, you know, he's got to work his magic to try to find that source.
So you do all the, you do everything, and then when you find nothing, you send him to Woody to...
Pass the football over.
Yes, that's normally the case, yes.
And normally what is the, you know, when should, like someone who's watching who might not have access to a doctor, at what point do you think they should call you? Like, is there something that is more obvious where they're like, okay, I think it's this versus going to see a urologist?
I think like we see that common, like sometimes they see one health professional and they didn't figure out what's going on. And I mean, if you are see a few doctors, no one think that you are in danger and you're still in pain in your testicle, probably that's the point to ask for a pelvic physiotherapist. And especially the pain have this typical mechanical behavior. I think that the pain will get worse after prolonged sitting, after prolonged standing, get better when they're lying down, or there are certain position of physical activity trigger their pain. So if you think your pain is linked to certain physical activity, that's probably not means your testicle is in danger. So that's probably is an indication you should see a physical therapist to get assessed.
You know, disclaimer, warning, as always, if you have significant, urgent, acute testicular pain, to the emergency room, because you need to rule out the important things. So if you don't have access, if you have access, you know, to a urologist that you can see quickly, you know, I always tell my testicular pain patients, if you have something serious, you walk through the door, don't make an appointment, I'll squeeze you in. If you don't have access to someone like me, to the emergency room. We need to rule out, you know, testicular saving, you know, testicular, when your testicle is in acute danger.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. As I mentioned that we have to work as a team. So after a medical doctor like Dr. Stamberg rule out everything, probably that's a proper a step. But if you really have pain, it can be a serious condition. It's always safe to get a medical clearance.
I think I have a good answer to your question because, you know, you're used to talking to me, but I would say that the majority, and you would probably notice this, that majority of urologists don't send patients to pelvic physiotherapists.
Which is
they just kick the patient out of their room. It's in your head. It's not, you know, you don't have cancer, get out of here kind of thing. And they don't either know or care or take the time to understand the link between, you know, the physio part of things, the nerves, the muscles, and so on, and what's happening in an organ. Okay, just because it's not cancer, it doesn't mean that we don't have our team to work with and deal with these. Because these are sometimes really disturbing symptoms that linger on for years and affect the patient's well-being.
But in medical school, do you ever talk about?
I went to medical school long before people like Woody existed. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we barely talked about Viagra. We just didn't even have Viagra back then. Yeah. I'm dating myself, but what they do now, okay. My guess would be not anywhere near enough.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I guess my point was that if you ruled out cancer, torsion, infection, and so on, and you're having pain, don't live with it. You know, go research, find a pelvic floor physiotherapist, and you know, take that last step to getting better.
And you know, if there is an underlying mechanical issues, actually the result can be very, very quick. I think testicular pain probably the best result we get working with Dr. Stamberg. Probably I would say we have probably 80% they can quickly resolve within a few weeks.
Wow.
Because it's mechanical issue. It's not organic. It's not pathology. So I think that's...
It's very encouraging for men to know that they could do that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Have the Balls to Talk About It. Dr. D, thank you for coming back on the show. Guys, if you want to learn more, click the link. Have the Balls, Men's Club. Dr. D is going to be on. And we're going to be talking more about this. You could ask him some questions. I want to thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.